Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 45, verses 5 through 10. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. Drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up, and salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, "What are you doing?" Or the thing you are making say, "He has no hands"? Woe to him who says to a father, "What are you begetting?" Or to a woman, "To what are you giving birth?"
Have you ever wondered why God allows painful situations in our lives? Basic human reasoning would say that this simply doesn't fit with his role as our loving Heavenly Father. In order for those of us who are believers to understand what's going on, let's consider the possible sources of adversity. A fallen world. When sin entered the world, suffering came with it. God could have protected us from these harmful effects by making us like puppets who couldn't choose to sin. But that would have also meant being unable to choose to love him, since love, by its very nature, is voluntary. Our own doing. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble with sinful choices, and if the Lord rescued us from every negative consequence, how would we grow in spiritual maturity? Satanic attack. The devil's goal is to destroy our testimony, thereby making us weak and at least temporarily hindering our usefulness for God's purposes. And God's sovereignty. Ultimately, the Lord has authority over all adversity that comes our way. To deny his involvement contradicts his power and sovereignty over creation. For us to accept that God allows affliction, we must see adversity from his perspective. Is your focus on your pain or on God and his faithfulness? God doesn't allow adversity in a believer's life unless he can use it for our benefit and his good purposes.